This is BFBS Esports Live with OJ Borge.
And here we are again. It's time to take the cartridge, do the magic blow into it, and then stick it into the console and boot up another BFBS Esports Live. Excited to be with you every week as we are from 6:30 p.m. UK time, bringing you the latest in esports news, plus chatting to some amazing guests from within and outside of the forces. Tonight's show, what are we doing? Well, let's tell you. On tonight's show, I'm going to be joined by Sergeant Simon Moore, Foggy, to discuss their upcoming gaming competitions and how they're getting ready, plus what new gaming facilities are coming to bases in the UK. We've spoken to the RAF about it. We've spoken to the Navy about it. Let's see what the Army are doing. And then we'll be talking to somebody, as I mentioned before, who's been in esports longer than I have. Zoe Gershwin, goes by the name of Zombie. In her Twitter byline, I think this is always the best way sometimes to introduce people. She is a host, a commentator, and also a Wookiee. She works on the Overwatch League, so we'll speak to her as well. First, though, we always like to play you some music, so let us do that. This is Amy Winehouse and Back to Black on BFBS, the Forces Station. Time classics, isn't it? Amy Winehouse and Back to Black here on BFBS. This is Esports Live. Time to meet our first guest. He's dialed in. He's there. Possibly got the best camera, I think, when it comes to pixels of anybody we interview on this show. And that is Sergeant Simon Moore, Foggy, who is the Army's comms manager for their esports team. Simon, where do we find you in the world today?
Well, I'm actually currently sat at home. So I've just rushed back from work to get here. So I've managed to get here in time.
Well, thank you so much. Well, listen, sorry to take you out of work early. Is that a good thing? Have you managed to knock off early because you got to chat to us?
Yes, a little bit.
Well, okay. Listen, in that case then, tell the bosses every week you've got to be here at least 3 hours earlier. We'll sort that out for you.
Deal.
Mate, let's talk to you then about the esports teams. How's it going with Army Esports right now? Give us the lowdown from when we last spoke. How's it going?
So British Army Esports League is currently wrapping up now. We're currently in the last couple of games of the season. The current lay down at the moment between all the between all the teams at the moment is pretty much it's open source at the moment because we've got so many teams with inside the fight for the top three. Raw Justice Call, we've got Remy, and we've also got the Royal Artillery sort of tipping in between the fourth and third place. So quite tasty when it comes to that side. We've also got the F1 continuing until May, and then we're going to be running into potentially a new season for that too. So a lot yet to come and a lot to fight for.
What's the take-up like?
In what regard?
In at all, just with people coming to you, with this becoming more widely known, the fact there is an esports contingent with Inside the Forces. What has the take-up been like? People get in touch with you?
They get in touch with us through our Discord. So obviously there is a link that is widely available across most of our social platforms. They are more than welcome to go onto there. They'll find a link, join the Discord, and then apply to become a member of the Army Esports. Obviously, there's two different parts to it. The civilian contingent, which is including our veteran services. But they also get a little bit extra as well because they're veterans and they get vetted that way. And then obviously there's the active service side and the reserves as well that get involved. And we've got just under 4,000 members across British Army Esports at the moment. That's including civilians. So and mostly reserves and regulars as well. So really good on that side. And anyone is more than welcome to get involved.
I mean, they are really healthy numbers. How do they stack up to more traditional sports within the Army?
That I couldn't tell you. It's because most of the sports at the moment are so diverse in what they do. We've got different tiers of different categories. You know, British Army Esports is still, well, Army Esports within general, it's still very new with inside the military. So we're still building on our progress from, you know, the last 3 years that we've been doing this since 2020, well, 2019 really, but we officially have formulated on 2020. So during the epidemic.
Now, we've spoken to the RAF and the Navy, and I mentioned this in the introduction I did at the top, who've been actively trying to open more and more gaming zones on base across the UK. How are the Army coming on in that sense?
Army are actually beginning to get on point with this now, really strong. We actually have a number of esports hubs currently available at the moment and open from Larkhill, Blandford, Lynham. We've also got one being created in Aldershot with a couple being created in Catterick as well. So a lot of the garrisons and phase two establishments are beginning to get them. We've also got Leckinsfield on the map as well as Dishforth as well. So there's a lot of bases now beginning to create their own esports hubs. Some of them ranging from mini little setups from 6 to 8 terminals to larger scale ones from up to 10 to 14 terminals. That's including streaming centers as well. So there's a lot yet to come for British Army Esports and the esports suites in general. And they're just getting stronger every year.
Who's got the best one? Which base has got the best gaming zone so far?
Aldershot. Well, it's currently being built, but it's going to be one of the biggest ones, followed by Blandford and Larkhill. Lynham is very good as well.
So what is in the Aldershot one that makes it so good? What is that gaming zone?
It's just a larger building. Yeah. It's just a larger building, larger area. It has the ability to do mass events on suite, and it's the home British Army Esports. So as it is for most sports inside the Army.
Yeah, it's one of those things. I mean, I'm obviously of an age now that I remember going into arcades when I was younger. I still get that same thrill when I go into a gaming zone. When you see multiple setups, it's just one of those things that's so exciting. Now, we spoke to Dan Goldenberg, Chief Executive from Code Bowl last week, US Army Esports, longest running team in the forces. Yet last year, the UK Army and RAF performed incredibly well, with the RAF taking overall wins. How early does preparation start when you're choosing your team, getting ready for these big tournaments like the Code Bowl?
It takes up to months. You know, the commitments of the Army are so diverse and strong at the moment. We don't really have the time to do as much training as we require, but it takes months. The planning that gets involved, the amount of training that gets involved, the teams do train in their own time at the moment, but we're looking at expanding that and moving it more in towards sports afternoons and also some events during the week as well. So there is a lot yet to come when it comes in regard to that, but it takes weeks. To be up there with the best, you have to be training this for months.
And are you looking, so just picking up on what you've said there, so you're looking to hopefully build it in to active soldiers, active people who are in the forces, into their day, so they can actually take time out to build teams toward these big tournaments?
That's the intention, yes. Obviously, there is still a lot of work to be done. But the principles and the benchmark is there. We just got to prove it. And it is achievable. We can do it. We just need to stay on the same track we're going on at the moment and just try to improve on what we've already created.
Well, Foggy, having spoken to you before, I think if anyone is going to be able to do it, it's going to be you. Now, the US Space Force took the trophy when they won the Code Bowl up into space. you know, they're called the Space Force, so theoretically that's a good thing they could do. If the Army won it, what could you do with the trophy? What could be a great stunt that you could do with it?
That's a on the point question, really. I mean, there's so much the Army does, you know, and the complexity of what the Army is and what we're trying to achieve now with inside the new force that we're trying to create. I think if we're going to do anything sort of diverse, I mean, Army Air Corps got some great assets out there, maybe getting into a Sieben Apache, you know, maybe even onto the chances of the Challenger. There's a Challenger, you know, the Challenger 2s are still out there moving into Challenger 3. So, you know, there is always the ability to do something different than what the Space Force can do. I mean, nothing can really top space, but the British Army know how to adapt and overcome. So I'm sure we can achieve something if we did win it.
Ah, space, Shmesh, you can do better than that. Foggy, mate, it's been a pleasure. Good luck for what's coming up, buddy.
Thank you very much. All the best.
Thank you. There you go. That is Sergeant Simon Moore Foggy, the Army's comms manager for their esports team. As we've said before as well, if you do want to get in touch, please do look him up. They are looking for more players for all of their teams. There's ways to get in touch. There's the open Discord. And yeah, more and more gaming zones being opened up within the Army bases. Foggy, thank you, buddy. That's the way it is.
It's all been done before. And if you could only let it be, you would see. I like you the way you are. When we're driving in your car and you're talking to me one-on-one, but you become somebody else around everyone else. You're watching your back like you can't relax. You're trying to be cool, you look like a fool to me. Like you're something else. Where you are and where it's at, you see, you're making me laugh out when you strike your pose. Take off all your preppy clothes. You know you're not fooling anyone when you become somebody else.
Take what you
Avril Lavigne here on BFBS, the Forces Station. And just to pick up on what I was talking to Amy about before, it really has been a highlight doing this show, speaking to wonderful people like Foggy, who we spoke to before. I mentioned as well Dan Goldenberg, chief executive from Code Bowl, who we spoke to last week from US Army Esports, them being the longest running team around the Cold Bowl in the Forces, having the longest running esports team. But as speaking to Foggy before, what is interesting is seeing how quickly the rest of the Forces, RAF, Navy, Army over here, are picking up and seeing how big the esports is growing, the scene within all of these places, both for the competitive aspect, but just, I know this, it's great to be able to play games with friends. It's the only way I tend to catch up with friends. Now, let's go through some of the latest news from the esports world. TSM star Philip Imperial Hal Dawson believes that Apex Legends pros need to deal with the server crashes plaguing ALGS play, as it makes no sense to delay or postpone games. Now, if you've ever done anything on a computer, it doesn't have to be esports, it can be anything whatsoever. If you are struggling with server crashes and you have to deal with the fact you have lag, it makes everything hard. Now, with many of the ALGS matches being played online, Apex Legends pros have always been quite wary of server issues causing them problems in game. In the last few days, those concerns have become reality, with games being played by crashes and lagging, which has forced teams to lose high kill games and be knocked out of positions of strength on the map. As a result, a number of pros have hit out at the state of things. Some have even labelled the situation a joke, which is never good, while others have suggested the play needs to be delayed until Respawn figures things out. Respawn are the people who make Apex Legends. However, Imperial Hal believes they just need to crack on and play. And it is one of those things. When you get lag, when you get delays, when you get server crashes, they will happen. They will always happen. The problem comes how you deal with it. I guess if it gets to the point where it's impossible to actually do it, then that's where the issue comes in. Now, Scump, who we spoke about from the Call of Duty League, admits that his retirement may have come a bit too early, but shuts the door on a possible return. He quit, some saying that it was whilst he was in his prime. When the star for Optic Texas, Scump, announced his surprise early retirement in January, the entire community bid farewell to one of the game's greatest. While the end was expected, Scump's initial plan would have seen him winding down at the end of the 2023 Call of Duty League season. Scump has since gone on to create a plethora of content for Optic in his new chapter, appearing on podcasts, live streaming, creating new shows with methods, and even hosting watch parties, which regularly hit higher numbers than the Call of Duty League's official streams, which is always interesting when that happens. It's always interesting. Though through it all, there has been much talk of the legend coming back to compete once again. He's even gone on to say in an interview with Jake Lucky that the thought of coming back to the CDL has not crossed his mind yet. There is a very slim chance he would make a return and make a return to the league. I think the point is, with a lot of these stars, especially when they retire from playing, it is a grind. Being a competitive, being a professional esports player is a grind. The amount of time you have to put in, the amount of matches, if you are playing in-person tournaments, LAN tournaments, and the travel is really brutal. And the other thing as well is, when you go on to just make content, when you become a streamer, you come on the other side of it, you can actually make more money and you have a life which is way, way easier, way less stress, and you're in control of your goals. Anyway, that is the latest esports news for now. Let's play some new music. This is Blossoms and Charlemagne.
Made of lead. Hello, hello.
Blossoms and Charlemagne, a band that I perpetually call The Blossoms, although that would be wrong. Although saying that, though, I mean, they're named after a pub in Stockport, and the actual pub is called The Blossoms, therefore they should be The Blossoms. But hey, they chose the name, not me. Right then, due to the fact that she's actually rehearsing at the moment, Zoe Gershwin, we're excited to talk to. We're still struggling to raise her, so we're going to play another song and hopefully speak to her after this.
Maybe I'm foolish, maybe I'm blind, thinking I can see through this and see what's behind. Got no way to prove it, so maybe I'm lying. But I'm only human after all. I'm only human after all. Don't put your blame on me. Don't put your blame on me. Take a look in the mirror, what do you see? You see it clearer, or are you deceived in what you believe? 'Cause I'm only human after all, and you're only human after all. Don't put the blame on me. Don't put your blame on me. My opinion, don't ask me to lie and beg for forgiveness for making you cry, for making you cry. 'Cause I'm only human after all. I'm only human after all. Don't put your blame on me. Don't put the blame on me. Oh, some people got the real problem. I'm only human after all. I'm only human after all. Don't put the blame on me. Don't put the blame on me. I'm only human. I do what I can. I'm just a man. I do what I can. Don't put the blame on me. Don't put your blame on me.
There you go, Rag and Bone Man and Human here on BFBS. Talking of people who are not just humans, they're hosts, they're commentators, they're also Wookiees if you go by the Twitter byline. Zoe Gershwin, Zombie, how are you?
I'm doing great, how are you? Everybody.
I'm all right, thank you very much. Thank you for searching through to find this link to come on, because I know you are having a crazy day, not just with work, but with babies, the whole shebang.
The whole shebang. Yeah, no, it's been crazy. Yeah, I feel like my baby has just been born, but it's actually been 8 months today, and I still haven't figured out how to be a human whilst being a parent, whilst actually working.
Yeah,
it's rough.
Just to let you know. Yeah, my kids are 9 and 4, and I still haven't worked it out yet. So good luck with that, Zoe. But listen, thank you for taking the time, because the Overwatch League is one of those leagues. It was fascinating when it started. It's still fascinating now. It's one of the great esports leagues. The fact that they brought this franchise system to esports. You have worked on it since the start. Where is it at? How is the Overwatch League going?
I mean, I think we had to shift quite a bit from the original idea of, you know, city-based and all those fancy things, which in theory are great. However, then the pandemic happened and we couldn't do offline events, so the team couldn't really, you know, capitalize on having a home base, so it didn't make sense anymore. Also, of course, a lot of the teams, in order to pick up the most competitive players, you can't just look local. And I think our fans also struggle with, like, having people from very much not their local areas playing for their team, kind of thing. So I don't know, it got a bit muddled in that regard. So that system didn't really work out. But other than that, I think now with you know, offline events coming back, we're starting to be able to like play in front of fans again. So we're picking it back up, I think.
As some of the fans from Overwatch, I've always found some of the most artistic and some of the most outrageous at the same time, because you've got Mid-Season Madness coming up. Will that be an in-person event? Is that a LAN?
Yeah. We're going to have two events this very season, which actually the season starts tomorrow with a Pro-Am tournament, where we're going to have, for the first time ever, our second tier, so the contenders teams, playing against the pros from the Overwatch League. So we're going to have that. That's not going to be in person. Then the Mid-Season Madness, that's going to be an in-person event. It's going to be huge. It's going to be great. The location has not been announced yet, but I can tell you that people are going to be very happy when they hear about that. And of course, we do have the grand finals in person once again. So a lot of exciting stuff to come this season.
Can you tell us the location of the grand finals? Has any of this stuff been released yet?
No, it has not.
Wow.
So, you know, it's only for me to not get fired. I'm not going to disclose the case.
Absolutely don't tell us then. Absolutely don't tell us. Are you looking forward to being back in person? Because, you know, it's great, I would guess, being a parent. It's great to be able to work from home. I know you're broadcasting from home right now. It works for the family life. But some of the beauty of an esports tournament is being there, being with the fans, hearing the roar.
Yeah, no, I think they make such a difference. I think esports is definitely meant to be played in front of fans. I do think that, you know, we made it work during pandemic. Luckily, our setups work for that. You know, like it's a job you can do remote for sure, but it's not the same energy. I think not just the fans are feeding off the energy of each other and us as talent feeding off the energy from the crowd. Like it just makes a whole different experience if you're actually able to play in front of people or like host in front of people or cast in front of people. So I'm super excited to be back in person. Also, of course, because I actually get to see my colleagues. Last season, we already managed for the analyst desk to be back in person. So that was fun, but it was in a very scaled down version, not like a real studio. It was like a studio truck. So it was a bit cramped in there. We didn't have all the tools we really need to break down the action. You know, we couldn't really telestrate stuff for the fans, so we couldn't go as in-depth. But this season, we're going to be back in the studio. It's going to be fantastic.
It's going to be amazing. Zoe, thank you so much for joining us. I know you've got tech rehearsals to go to, so thank you for your time. I really appreciate it. Thank you, Zoe.
Nice seeing you again. Bye-bye.
Nice seeing you as well. There you go. Zoe Gershwin, Zombie, talking to us about Overwatch League. Mid-Season Madness, for me, sounds outrageous and it sounds fun. And that is it. We are done. Thank you so much for being part of the show. Thank you for listening. We'll be back same time next week, 6:30 p.m. UK time. You can catch up again over the weekend for a repeat, which is always fun. See you there.
On air, online, on the app, on FM, and DAB+ throughout the UK. This is BFBS, the Forces Station.